This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our WSJM Sports Van Buren Cast Student Athlete of the Week is Nick Poltz of Hartford High School Soccer and Football. And for the week in soccer, Hartford comes away with wins over Cassopolis and Marcellus, and then also won the South Haven Shoreline Shootout with wins over South Haven and Berrien Springs. In football, a win over Bloomingdale. And the stats for Nick, he plays center back, so he was on the defensive side in soccer, a starting defense that did not surrender a goal at all during that stretch I mentioned, and then in football, 3 for 4 and extra point tries. That's a solid week. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I mentioned the shootout in soccer. How much do you personally pride yourself centering the defense in you guys pitching a shootout?
That's something I take a lot of pride in, you know, trying to keep the zero on the board, doing my job defensively so the team can do their job offensively.
You're on the defensive side. Now, how long have you been playing soccer?
Since I was about 8 years old.
All right. Have you ever played on the offensive side, or have you always played on the defensive?
When I was really young, I played more in the midfield, but in later years, it's just been defense.
Do you feel more comfortable on the defensive side?
Much more, yeah.
What were some goals coming in? This is your senior year playing at Hartford, and for you personally, and then maybe some team goals. What are some of the goals you set for yourself coming into this season?
I definitely want to be a leader for the team this year, you know, try to inspire the freshmen, because we have a lot of them this year. Try and inspire them for the years to come. And as a team, I want to win the conference, but that's kind of a every year goal. Mm-hmm. And I really like to win districts this year and make it to regionals.
Nice. You guys win that South Haven shootout, wins over South Haven and Berrien Springs. That must have been a big day for you guys.
Oh, that was a huge day. We love that tournament. We've gone down there for the last 2 years. So we love going down there, playing against some quality teams, and hopefully coming away with the win.
I mentioned in football, 3 for 4 and extra point tries, but this is your first year playing football?
Yes, it's my first year playing football. It's my senior year, so I thought I might as well do everything I can.
Nice. Now, was that a situation where you approached the football coach, or did he approach you saying, you know, hey, can you help us out?
It was a lot of the teammates, or the football team,
okay,
who kind of wanted me to come out, and I thought I might as well. It's my senior year, so I talked to the coach a little bit about it.
Your soccer coach, Nick Blackmurn, maybe just talk a little bit about what Nick means to the team, and especially how he anchors this defense for you.
Well, Nick is not only an outstanding soccer player, but even a better person. You know, he's a senior captain for us, and on that back line, he stands next to a sophomore and two freshmen. So it's a tall order, and, you know, he exemplifies what it means to be a student athlete and sets the standard for all the other soccer players to live up to.
I asked him if he feels comfortable playing on the defensive side. He does, and it's nice having somebody who said, you know what, hey, I'll play defense. Scoring goals is not that important to me.
Well, he might say that it's not that important, but you know, I haven't met a player that doesn't like to score.
Right.
The reality of it is he could play anywhere on the field and be one of the best players at that position. He just understands what his role is and how he can make the team better, and that's what we really like about him.
When he came to you and said, Coach, I think I'm going to play football too, did you make sure you go, well, you got to make sure you're mine, yeah, if there was a conflict?
I initially think that the knee-jerk reaction as a soccer coach is, okay, it's going to take away from soccer. And my athletic director hat tells me that, you know, it's great to give kids the opportunity to be able to dual sport. And it isn't about soccer. It isn't about football. It's about Hartford. Mm-hmm. And how he can help out our school and community is our first priority.
Had you ever place kicked before, Nick, before this season for football?
Not at all. It's just something I went out to do, and I ended up being pretty decent at it. And I stuck with it.
Was it easy to pick up?
It was a little bit of adjustment, but it wasn't too much off of what I've already known. So I already had some experience, you know, with soccer.
When this season started, did you find yourself approaching it differently, especially for soccer, thinking, wow, this is my senior year, so this is my last year playing soccer at Hartford?
Yeah, once that really came into realization that it is my senior year, you know, I definitely took the approach differently. Wanted to make it a memorable year and do everything I could to help the team.
I've mentioned you're a senior, so after graduation, have you started tossing around any possible plans for after graduation?
Yeah, I definitely want to go to college. I've talked to several about playing soccer there, and right now I'm just trying to make a decision on where I want to go and play soccer.
Outstanding. Congratulations on the week and the season so far. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you very much.
All right. Our pleasure. Nick Pulse of Hartford High School Soccer and Football is our Student Athlete of the Week from WSJM Sports. I'm Phil McDonald, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.